title, a remnant of who I once was. In a bedroom, Liliana, a young girl with long blonde hair, wears a black cropped t-shirt with high-waist denim shorts and a black beret. She steps back toward a window and faces us.
If I had just been patient with Dad and not been so needy, none of this would have ever happened. It was just so hard being alone so much. You know? Dad is a firefighter and always had the night shift. After Mom died, he took the shift because he had problems sleeping. He managed to get me to school.
Daylight shines in.
Most mornings. With Mom gone, he barely talked.
Liliana lowers her eyes and fidgets.
He'd be around some afternoons when I got home.
She glances off.
You could tell he would drink.
A teddy bear rests on the nearby bed.
But nothing to keep him from going to work.
The walls are painted a soft blue.
He had left groceries for me to put up. It was mostly things that didn't need to be cooked or just microwaved. He figured I could do that for myself. For my birthday 2 years ago, he really splurged on me and got me a cell phone and a computer. Knowing what has happened, I would give it all back.
Liliana shakes her head.
But Dad knew I needed the internet for school, and he did not want me to go to the library alone. He wasn't around much. I did not have many friends. They stopped coming around the house when my mom was dying from cancer. As if cancer was contagious.
Liliana folds her arms.
I found a support group online, and I thought I was doing something good. I thought I could help my dad with his grief. That's how I met Jamie.
She glances off.
He lived in the next city over and had a fancy car. I thought his parents were loaded. He started taking me places when my dad was at home.
She closes her eyes briefly.
I started to become disinterested in school and rarely did homework. I managed to get C's. Jamie got me a makeup set and some new clothes, so I looked cute and way older.
A picture frame hangs above the bed.
I hid all the new things in a chest. I kept stuffed toys. Jamie hugged me, held my hand, and talked with me. All the things I needed. Then one day, he didn't bring me home. He became possessive and said if my dad was disinterested, that I was better off without him. I was frightened. I didn't know what to do. He had put the things I had brought with me in his trunk, so I couldn't even send one last message to my dad. I was a prisoner.
Her light hair flows past her shoulders.
I tried to open the door. And I was going to try to make a break for it. But that wasn't an option. Jamie had the child lock feature engaged.
Her eyes lower.
I did not know where I was going when I had never been to Jamie's house. I had just imagined a nice house with a nice family. A mom and a dad and a brother or a sister.
The curtains blow gently in a breeze.
What I would sell next was nothing like a daydream. We were in a shady part of the city with old, dilapidated homes. The only thing I had right was that the house was two stories. We were met out front by the house mom.
She glances at the bear,
who had track marks all over her arms. She said it is time for you to get prettied up.
She shudders.
They had people who paid big bucks waiting to have the first look.
She glances at the open window.
Jamie drove off and left me there. Now I have no one but you.
Later, Liliana sits on the bed next to the plush teddy bear. Wearing a long silver cross pendant around her neck, she picks up the bear and hugs it, holding it tightly against her body with both arms, and closes her eyes as she cuddles into it. A logo with blue text, Hope Harbor. A young woman with a short haircut and a tattoo on her arm sits on a classroom desk.
Abusers intentionally seek out victims who are vulnerable. As bystanders, human trafficking can be really difficult to see, and as survivors, extremely difficult to escape. Regardless of what someone has made you do, you can still reach out for help and for that support. Hope Harbor provides free and confidential services to anyone who has been impacted by sexual violence and their loved ones. For more information, you can check out our website at hopeharbor.net or by calling 800-656-HOPE.
Fade to black. Credits. Audio description narrated by Kyle Warwick Matthew.